Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Ray Foley.
See you, Cheap Thrills. This is Today FM.
How you doing? Say good afternoon to you, Ireland, this afternoon. Good afternoon, Ireland. Let's see you. And Cheap Thrills before that, George Ezra and Green Green Grass. I think that could be my favourite song at the moment. I bloody love it. I do, I love it. What, day 71 of the soft launch?
Yeah.
Feeling good about our prospects, JP?
Much the same as yesterday.
Same prospects, okay. Yeah. Great. Text and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. Do the cash machine. The total there is €20,898.25. 20898.25 for your reminder. And massive confusion. Literally just like in this room right now, massive confusion.
Well, I mean, that's par for the course, isn't it?
And yesterday I was flagging, I was like, you know, this is throwing a cat among the pigeons in terms of our comprehension of the cash machine by calling it a summer cash machine. In what way is it a summer cash machine? Is it slathering on the P20? And wearing a pair of cool shades.
Is there a whiff of barbecue off the...
There could well be.
Apparently there is.
I mean, what is the... Well, you know, what makes it a summer cash machine? Is it supping on a tin of lilt? Apparently, the only thing that makes it a summer cash machine is calling it a summer cash machine and doing it in summer. Mm. That's the only requirement.
Right.
Nothing else has changed.
This has stumped you, Ray, has it?
Well, the number has changed. But what I can tell you, dear listener, is nothing else has changed.
Yeah.
The number has changed, as in the number you need to text into. Everything else is exactly the same. The terms and conditions, from what I can tell, they're just the same. Brian messaged us on WhatsApp. Voyari, Brian.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Just on the cash call there, see that it's a rollover.
You mean the summer cash machine, surely, Brian, not the cash call.
You never mentioned anything about... With it being a rollover,
yeah.
That if we're still in the draw enough from entering after 5 p.m. yesterday,
Brian, it's exactly the same. What you knew before is exactly the same now that it's the summer cash machine.
In fact, it's even better than that, Brian.
Why?
If you entered after 5 o'clock on Friday, you're still in to win.
Because the rollover, of course, yeah, the rollover was yesterday.
You just need to know the new number and the new amount.
The new total and the new amount, yeah. Just like the old cash machine. Now, granted, it's warmer. It's a warmer cash machine than you would have gotten this time 4 months ago. And there's a smell of piss-booing off it.
Nobody knows how to pronounce that word. Nobody knows.
Let me tell you.
Nobody knows.
At quarter past two of a Tuesday afternoon on the radio, I love saying piss-booing.
Amber Solaire, everyone knows. But piss-booing, is it piss-what? What is it? Is it pies booing?
No, sorry, Brian, we digress.
Can you tell me if we are or aren't?
You're in. You're still in, pal. Great news. You're still in because it's exactly the same rules.
Thanks, Ray. Love the show.
Yay! All right, brother. All right, we've got that covered for you. If you're texting us or WhatsApping us, that number, as always, that hasn't changed. It's our summer text number for the regular text on the show. 0874 100 102. We'll do your roll call after James at Today FM. James, or indeed Seamus, sit down, Today FM, playing the music you love. Heyo, we'll do a roll call, actually.
Yeah, go on then.
Hi, my name's Ray Foley. JP's in the house.
Ancho.
And Orla Ormond.
Ancho.
Ancho, indeed. Let's have a look at your texts and your WhatsApps over there. 0874 100 102. Ancho, boys, consider me locked and loaded and ready for action. Are you loaded, JP?
No, struggling.
Are you ready?
I'm getting by.
Are you ready for
Cost
action?
Cost of living, Ray, you know yourself.
Are you locked though? I mean,
definitely. Yeah.
I mean, one out of three, not bad. Yeah. From Dom, long time listener, first time texter. Hey Dom, big Dom, big bad Dom, or are you just a regular sized Dom? Domestos ad reference there from the, I want to say late '80s. Ray, love the show.
Hey.
From Danny and Aoife on the road up to Malahide for the Killers gig tonight. Woo, and indeed who?
Where are they driving from? The south of Spain? Because that's, you've left early there, Danny and Aoife.
They could be driving from Bray.
Uh-huh, they're anticipating serious traffic.
They could be driving from Dublin city centre.
Yeah.
They could be driving from Artane or Coolock.
Really slowly.
You've set out quite, they could be on a bike. Or an e-scooter.
Okay.
The pair of them up on an e-scooter.
Alright.
Gonna take them half the day to get to Malahide.
I hadn't thought it through.
They're only getting to Kinsealy about now. Hey lads, Danny and Aoife, where are you heading from? We're gonna have to stick on some Killers for you this afternoon. On show, Ray, I missed you while you were gone. Off to Sea Sessions at the weekend. Basement Jacks are playing Sea Sessions.
Quality.
Stinchy Strider in there as well. Oh, who else on Sea Sessions?
Oh, it's a Tiny Tampa. I think it is Tiny Tampa.
What a mistake at a maker. Please pray that to the weather gods that we get some of that lovely weather that Dublin is promised, as per usual. Love the show.
Hey.
From Shannon. Shannon, don't you be jealous of meteorology.
Martin King is he's like the Zeus of the weather gods, isn't he?
You pray to Martin King.
He's the original weather god.
What you do is you need to kill a chicken.
Martin only accepts a blood sacrifice, does he? He's always said that. He's always been upfront about that. It's on his LinkedIn.
Where's me chicken? Look at it. I'll do what I can. But where's me chicken?
Martin King, interesting side note.
And I don't mean KFC.
In his downtime, absolutely filthy sense of humour. Crazy filthy.
Ray, do I need some kind of ID to get into this show? I have me use it card from 15 years ago. Any good from Jenny? Jenny, we're going to need something more contemporary, something more up to date, I'm afraid. The using card is not going to cut it at this late juncture. B.O.B., Hayley Williams and Airplanes, turn it up. This is Today FM.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky? All we need is us to go all night.
Ed Sheeran, Denise Chyla, that's Two Step on Today FM. All right, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. And I love that song. It's better than another Bam Bam thing that he was doing. Who was that with?
Camila Cabello.
Oh, snap. Knock on wood. Jinx.
Jinx.
Buy me a Coke.
Jinx again. Jinx. Jinx lock. What's Jinx lock?
Isn't that where you do your pinky thing and neither of you can speak until... I don't know what happens then.
Good stuff, yeah. I do like that song, though, but I wasn't too keen on the other Bam Bam thing with... what was her name again?
Camila Cabello.
So we're shopping around for schools at the moment. I've got two kids.
Hang on, what?
Yeah.
Two daughters, isn't it?
Two boys.
Two sons.
Two boys, right, yeah, okay. Matthew and Andrew. Tell you about my kids, Orla.
Two of them,
yeah. Hmm. We had one, right? And then I was like, done, we are done. Oh, done, I hate this. Then my wife was like, we're having another one. I was like, okay. So then we have two boys. One is 7, nearly, he's 8 in a couple of weeks, actually. So I have a soon-to-be 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And we're shopping around for schools. We're sort of visiting schools. And we went to a prospective new school this morning. So I wasn't able to do it last week or the week before because we were filling in on breakfast. So this morning, at about 9:05, went to look at a different school. And it was really nice, you know, like good friendly kids, which is always a good sign, you know, like lots of nice and bright, Velux windows, natural light.
You don't want barbed wire on the fences or anything like that. It's usually a bad sign.
Electric fencing.
You're not a good sign.
Razor wire.
No.
Batons.
Sentries. Armed guards. You know what that.
Those lights. Those spotlights.
Sweeping the courtyard.
When it's in small break, they all have to stop and duck to get out of it. The light is the light. Get out from the light.
If there are men walking around in Nazi uniforms from World War II,
not a good sign.
It's not the school
that
for
is
you.
Definitely a red flag.
Yeah.
Walking their Alsatians. Or they're German. Yeah, it's definitely like that's Kate. I'm not sure, Kate. Kate, I'm not too sure about it. They're all speaking German. I'm really not too sure about this one. But it's lovely. They've got all their like their little.
They're very well organized.
They've got their Bridget's crosses up there. They're not Bridget's crosses, love. So, this school was lovely, though. Absolutely gorgeous. And we met the principal. She was a really nice lady. And then she said, "Come on," she said. "Well, I'll take you on a tour of the school." So it's just us, by the way. The lads aren't with us. So we go and do a tour of the school. And we visit the first classroom. And she says, this is, I don't know, junior infants. And this is Mrs. So-and-so. And you go, "Hello, hiya, how's it going?" And this is the gym, into the hall, the holla. Holla at your gym. Into the hall. And they were doing a bit of basketball in there. Hiya. And at each door, so we don't go in fully. We just stand at the door with the principal. And we're kind of standing there awkward. Hi, how's it going? Hiya, how are things? We go on to senior infants. This is Mrs. So-and-so. Hello, hiya. I say the same thing at everyone. Hi, how's it going? And then my wife will generally say something about the room itself. Like, oh, lovely. So she was mixing up lovely and... Or she might alternate lovely or how are you, right? So we get to third or fourth class. We've been to several rooms at this stage.
That's a lot of hiyas.
The hiyas are... No. Lovelies. No, minus how's it going? Without fail, how's it going? My wife is alternating. So we arrive at third, fourth or fifth class. And the principal says, this is Mrs. or Miss Teacher's name. I do my how's it going? And my wife, instead of saying lovely or how are you, she says, love you.
Wow, she's really bought into that school, hasn't she? Yeah.
And I, in front of the newly met teacher and the principal, just go and have to turn away.
Ray Foley.
Hey Marie, one thing, this is Today FM. No. I remember saying I sound like a turkey when I'm singing my Emery song. Like, no, that's it now. I can never sing that again. All right, Enda.
Well, I'm glad to be on 100 to 102 today, FM.
Are we all, sir? Are we all? Text and WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Walking around to school earlier on, like a pair of weirdos. No, we were supposed to be there. It was like a tour of a school we were on. Myself and my wife. My wife said to the third or fourth class teacher, she wanted to say, lovely, or how are you? But she blended the two of them and said, love you.
I definitely called at least some of my teachers dad or mum.
Oh, dad, yeah.
At least once.
Calling a teacher a parent. I call Seamus our boss daddy all the time. He said, please stop calling me that. Daddy, do we have that meeting at 4:30?
God, that makes you
please,
feel bad.
Stop doing that, please. And then, of course, there's Uncle Ian.
True enough.
We're all one big happy family here in Today FM. Then there's the Naughty Twins at 9 o'clock, Dermot and Dave. Hi, Ray. The grumpy uncle, Matt, from 4:30.
Always giving out.
Is he an uncle as well, then? No, because it's Uncle Ian. Matt's like the guy who lives next door. The neighbour who comes in and always helps himself to the fridge. Hi, Ray. I'm sorry I missed the roll call, but I'm here for the summer roll call from Stuart. Currently wearing Speedos and nothing else. Sitting on the bus to Cavan. Because, of course, it's summer, you see. Speedos and a pair of sunshades. Ray, I have a similar story to your wife. I was working in Golden Discs in my early 20s. Our photocopier was on the blink, so I had to go to one of the other shops to get something copied. There was a good-looking boy working there. When he gave me the copy of what I needed, he apologised that it wasn't the best quality. Instead of saying, "You're grand, that's lovely," I just said, "You're lovely." Needless to say, I legged it out of the shop with a face like a tomato. Absolutely scared of yourself. That's from Donna in Waterford. Love the show.
Hey!
Cheers, Donna. Text and WhatsApps 087-4100-102. We won't charge you for this. It's the best things in life.
A free book.
Today FM. Boy, will you look at me? Do you just
remember my girl?
Lil Nas X. That's what I really want. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Sending you to the gigs you love as well. Today FM's great gig giveaway. Forget That's What I Really Want by Lil Nas X. Here's what you really want. You want tickets to either Lewis Capaldi, Stereophonics, Westlife, or Primal Scream. One of them plays on Today FM at any stage today. Text the word gig along with your details to our usual number. We'll try and give you tickets to your favourite artists right here on Today FM on the great gig giveaway for the entire month of June. I was saying earlier on, my wife said to a complete stranger, I love you. And I saw the whole thing. It's like it happened in slow motion in front of my eyes. She was going to say, oh, lovely. And she was also going to say, how are you? And instead she said, ooh, love you. like I say, watching it happen in slow motion, she said, oh, love you. And then I needed to turn my back away from the situation and sputter, in a laugh sputter, a non-COVID compliant splutter of... And I think what I did was probably more embarrassing than the initial, I love you. We're getting loads of them now, of course. Texts and WhatsApps, 087-4100-102. I worked in a supermarket and the customers shopping came to 15.50, as in 15 euro and 50 cent. And I said, that'll be 10 to 4, please.
No, that didn't happen. Come on.
I still cringe from Steph. That's the type of thing I would do. As a DJ, you do that. Because I'm looking at a clock now that says 15.13. So that's 13 minutes past 15. So if something was 15, so you nearly say, that's nearly a quarter past three. Hi Ray, I'm a teacher. And one year at a parent-teacher meeting, as I was walking a parent to the door, she said, lovely to meet you. I wanted to answer, lovely to meet you too. Instead I said, I love you too. I taught two more of her children in the years since then. She never came back to a PT meeting from Garrod in Galway. Garrod, you made it weird. 087-4100-102. Owen's over there as well. All right, Owen.
How are you, lads?
How are you, sir?
I used to have a terrible habit of saying, good man, thanks.
Good man.
For everything. So basically, I was in the shop one day and I was paid for my stuff and I said, lady, get me back to change. I just turned around and went, good man, thanks.
I do exactly the same. Yeah. I always go, hey, man, thanks, man. And at times you would say to her, just know without thinking. I mean, you're really going to town if you say, hey, dude, bro, brother, thanks a million, mister.
Well, the looks you gave me wasn't the best anyway. But anyway, lads, love the show.
Hey! Anne-Marie's over there. All right, Anne-Marie.
Well, I win with my story.
Really?
I once had a 10-minute parent-teacher meeting with who I thought was my daughter's junior cert art teacher. It turns out it was another parent. And we didn't realise until we were about 10 minutes in, both discussing our daughter as Zoe and their love of art. So I still laugh about that one to this day. And once we both realised, we just walked away embarrassed from
absolutely
each other.
Absolutely horrified. Thanks, Anne-Marie. This is Today FM. Uptown. Westlife Uptown Girls.
We're giving away tickets to the biggest gigs of the summer.
For a whole month.
Today FM.
Great gig giveaway.
You're singing those backing vocals on Westlife's Uptown Girl. You don't want to start too low.
Going uptown. She's an uptown. Going up, don't you know I'm in love with it? Going uptown.
Gotta leave yourself room to go to the next level.
That's how Kian does it, though.
Yeah.
Listen to Kian on those BVs.
Going uptown. King of the jungle. How you doing?
Hey, you want to go see Westlife Live? Westlife Live? That's right, isn't it? Westlife Live. Westlife Live.
It's to the phones we go.
Punching in those digits. Today FM's great gig giveaway. You just heard Westlife playing there.
Going uptown.
It's ringing.
That's a Limerick dial tone.
Yeah,
right?
I know, yeah.
Oh, well, you would know.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Echo? Echo?
Oh, sorry, okay.
Are we the Alwi Caves? Hello? This is the Alwi Caves.
There's bare bones.
Is that Marie or Mary?
Marie.
Marie, how are you?
I'm good.
Nice. Listen, middling to rough. usual scale with us. We're bang average. You're in there. What are you up to today?
I'm actually having a break from the grandchildren today, so I'm cleaning the house.
Oh, very good.
Boring day I'm having, but... No,
do you know what? They're the nicest days. You get a bit of time to yourself, do it in your
own
time.
I am, yeah.
What are your grandkids' names?
I have five. I have Kaylee, Ollie, Jackson, Leo and Finn.
Excellent. And a day off today for granny.
Yeah.
Are you granny or Nana or Gramps?
Nana. I'm Nana, yeah.
Nana. Gramps. Nana. So tell us, Nana, are you a Westlife fan yourself?
I love Westlife. All right. I love Westlife, yeah.
Excellent stuff.
I love them.
Right, so we're going to send you to see Westlife live.
Woo!
Giveaway is on. It's Dublin tickets, I'm
Dublin.
Happy.
Oh, brilliant. I'm delighted. Oh, thank you so much.
Come here. You are welcome so much. Thanks for listening to the FM. Thanks for joining
thank
us.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Another winner, Marie, heading off to Westlife. Part of today FM's great gig giveaway. Lewis Capaldi, Stereophonics and Primal Scream, as well as Westlife to give away today at today FM. I see you, baby, shaking that ass. This is today FM. And the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Ray Foley here. JP's over there.
How you doing?
Orla Ormond in the house.
Hiya.
Keeping a close watch on our every movement. That in her hand. What is that? Like a stick with a little furry thing on the end of it. Oh. It's the gong of gratitude. Orla, you have rung the gong of gratitude. And now we need to express what we are grateful for. JP, what are you grateful for? Well, you're just engaged.
Well, actually, you know what? That's true.
You need to go for the obvious. She said yes, I suppose.
What a wonderful woman in my life.
What's our chant? What's our chant on the gong of gratitude? Is it all just an om? Standard.
I like that you barely broke eye contact for that entire
It's a very meaningful display of gratitudinality.
Synchronized gratitude there for you.
Orla, over to you. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the trip away that I'm going to go on this weekend.
Oh, are you going anywhere nice?
At Newry.
Newry?
Okay.
You're going to Newry? So you go to an off license?
No.
That's the only reason most of us go to Newry.
Going to a big fancy house that has a hot tub.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. With a nearby off license.
I presume so.
Where's the best off license in Newry? Text or WhatsApp 0874100102. Do they have like an Asda or something like that? Isn't it?
Morrison's or something, would it be?
Asda.
Asda.
Is there a Morrison's in Newry?
Quite possibly be, Ray. I don't know. I always considered Mace to be one of the more northern
pepper spray
convenience stores.
Yeah. The Rapper. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. To Newry. Oh. Orla, come on. Gratitude. Your chant of gratitude.
Ray, what are you grateful for?
I tell you, I'm just grateful. Genuinely, no word of a lie. I'm grateful for all of this right here.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah. I never... And I say this regularly, and I don't say it enough. Can you believe we're back on Today FM?
I can't quite believe
it. It's been months. I said it to Chris the other day. Chris, Chris, by the way, works here as well. Can you believe we're back working? Like, I can't believe it. I'm just so happy and I'm having such a great time. That's not blowing smoke. I'm having the best time. Loving every minute of it. It's so joyous and wonderful and happy. And it's just a great buzz and a happy show we're running here. To be back on with JP, doing the kind of radio we love doing. I said to Chris, can you believe we're back on Today FM? He said, you have to get over that now, chicken.
Do you know what, Ray?
Hum. I don't get a hum, no.
Hum. Loads of people are grateful for the top-class off-licences in and around Newry.
Do
you want to talk about this? Okay. David Newry says, has to be the Orchards Bar in Newry. The best around, he says. Now, lads, Murphy's in Forkill, just outside Newry.
Is Dave from, like, Australia or somewhere? Where's Dave from?
He's pretty nailed on.
Is he from Christchurch, is he?
Fairly nailed on.
Is he from Wellington, is he?
Ulster accent, Ray, I think you'll find.
Go on then. Asta?
Murphy's in Forkhill, just out Newry.
Where's the Asda? Is it in Belfast, or do I need to go further up the road for that? Is there Sainsbury's as well?
Joanne says there's no Morrison's.
No.
The text machine is literally blown up.
With off licenses.
I tell you what, everyone in Newry knows where the best off license is.
Yeah, we text you and we ask you to text in, hey, what's your favourite colour? It'd be crickets. We say, what's your favourite off license? The text machine goes nuts. Yeah, thanks for that. Now we get you. Now we understand. Supermax and the Plaza. The one and only Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the dance floor on Today FM. Playing the music you love. Are you still playing that on the Off the Ball Sound, Sir JP?
I believe the team. Great bunch of lads.
The gang.
Yeah.
Your gang, your old boys, your gang, the old boys club.
Tremendous crew down there, right? Yep.
How are all the ladies that are working off the ball down there? Is that working out?
Anne-Marie, Catherine, great bunch of girls too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was intentionally being...
Stick that in your pipe.
All right, okay.
Sir.
Yeah, Arctic Monkeys. So isn't that the theme tune for Off the Ball?
Sure is. Well, it's Seven Nation Army, but that crops up too.
How's that work?
Alternate, you know.
Oh, mixing up there.
Hey,
you know,
I don't work there anymore. Your
team doesn't work there anymore.
I'm not an apologist for Off the Ball.
I don't speak for Off the Ball. Great bunch of lads. We're banging on our gong of gratitude this afternoon. It's a malice Orla has. We googled this. It's a gong. It's called a gong malice. And Orla is bashing the gong of gratitude for all of us this afternoon. Orla, thank you indeed. You can rest now. Text on 0874-100-102. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for having a hubby who's a whiz in the kitchen. We're having roast duck tonight. Mm. On a Tuesday night, having roast duck. Roast duck.
No recession around here.
No recession around. It's far from that I was raised from Marion. Ray, can I give thanks to you guys for returning to the afternoon airwaves? Give us a go of the gong there. That's a very self-congratulatory text there, isn't it? If you'd be reading it out. Will for Taoiseach. Very nice. Who's that sent that in? Give us a go of the gong there. Love the show. Hey! From Keith and Lochray. You having a go slow today, JP, are you?
Damn tools. I'm double jobbing and off the ball, Ray, as you know yourself.
Gong of gratitude. I finally got rid of the COVID back. Freedom of movement is underrated. From Jason. Yes, of course. Give us an hum. COVID back. I had that for a while. I had no idea what it was. Remember the sore back for a while after getting COVID. It is gone. Yeah, much better now. Calvin Harris and Disciples. This is How Deep Is Your Love. You're on Today FM. I want you to breathe me. Band it'd rather be. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley out in the afternoons. How are you? There's no place I'd rather be. Text line buzzing and hopping this afternoon. 0874-100-102. Hey Ray and JP, love the show.
Hey.
See Uncle Ian. Uncle in inverted commas. Uncle Ian. Uncle Ian gave away waffle this morning. Are you flipping kidding me? We've been gone for the last 2 weeks. Filling in for Uncle Ian Dempsey. Not a blood relative. People giving out to us. Giving us so much. Dog's abuse.
Dog's abuse. It was dog's abuse.
Dog's abuse.
Oh, they're too hard, etc.
For our waffles. So waffle is the exciting radio game that Ian Dempsey plays every morning. Around about 20 to... 8? Yeah, 20 days every morning. He assigns a topic. He's got a sheet of 5 things written down associated with that topic. You have to guess the 5 things that are on his sheet. Correctly guess the 5 things, you win €1,000. Ian Dempsey, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on Today FM. We were in the privileged position of filling in for Uncle Ian. Again, not a blood relative. He hasn't even married into the family or anything. We were filling in from last week and the week before. And as we were playing the game every morning, like, you should see some of that bilious, hot...
Vile, wasn't it?
Real nasty. Yeah,
real. There was a real edge to it.
Real nasty stuff.
Real edge. And you, I got to read that stuff, and you know.
You take that home.
I do.
Take that stuff. That stuff goes in. It comes in here through the eyeballs.
That stuff doesn't come off in the shower after the show, right?
And it's no matter how many hours he spends
scrubbing
in there,
scrubbing myself,
rocking back and forth in the tub.
There's no removing that.
It's an image. It's an image none of us needed this afternoon. Sorry if you're having a late lunch. So Uncle Ian Dempsey, again, not even a neighbour or a friend of the family that we call Uncle. He gave away the €1,000. Will we do? Will we try and do it? Do you have the topic?
Well, I want you to be the judge of whether or not you think his waffle topic was easier than what we did when we were on. And bear in mind, one of the waffle topics we did on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show was Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was fair.
And we did it was fairly easy, wasn't it?
It was grand.
It was totally gettable. So, without further ado, JP, you have the topic and the five things.
Correct.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go then.
Today's waffle topic is
Robbie Williams songs.
Oh, specifically songs.
Yes.
Angels.
Correct.
Let Me Entertain You.
Yeah, correct.
Millennium.
Correct.
Candy.
No.
Candy? Robbie Williams' songs.
The one where he tears off his buttocks.
Oh, Rock DJ.
Correct. And then the other one's a tricky one. Your senses, what would they be? You would...
Touch? Feel?
Yes,
skin.
Correct.
What?
No, feel is
feel.
A song.
Oh, of course,
yes.
Robbie Williams and feel.
Congratulations, you won €1,000.
I've just won €1,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Ian, I can't believe it.
No blood relative.
In no way related. Oh, my God.
How easy was that? Now, I was giving you clues, to be fair.
So, well, I was giving clues all week last week as well and the week
True
before.
Enough.
So what is it then? Ian does do them easier.
I don't know.
Here's the thing is, Ian is lovely. Ian wants people to like him. Ian feeds off the adulation of the listening audience. We thrive on the hatred that people have been sending in on texts and WhatsApps for, frankly, our entire careers. Anyway, congratulations to the winner on there. You do it again tomorrow morning. This is Pink on Today FM. All Irish is on Today FM. Claire Beck every Sunday at 8 a.m. Show.
Oh, okay.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh, yeah, I swear to God.
With so much stuff planned, you see, and then we just never got to execute any of those exciting radio bits. For instance, we didn't get to do Let Me Entertain Hugh, where we attempt to entertain Aussie actor Hugh Jackman by singing the B.O.B. Robbie Williams, his name. Let Me Entertain You for Hugh Jackman in Let Me Entertain You. We didn't get to do Chris Rock DJ.
Yeah.
Where comedian Chris Rock reveals his favourite Robbie Williams track is Rock DJ. And we didn't get to do Just Like a Pill Prawn.
Oh, I love one of those.
Yeah. Where Pink says that she loves prawn pill. It's her fave. We didn't get to do any of that. Can you believe that?
I can't.
Have a lovely evening. And I got some great news. Matt Cooper is next.
Ray Foley.